Story number 19. Jacob has a big family. Just look at this big family. These are Jacob's 12 sons. And he had daughters, too. Do you know the names of any of the children? Let's learn some of them. Leah gave birth to Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. When Rachel saw that she was not having any children, she was very sad. So she gave her maidservant Bilhah to Jacob. And Bilhah had two sons named Dan and Naphtali. Then Leah also gave her maidservant Zilpah to Jacob. And Zilpah gave birth to Gad and Asher. Leah finally had two more sons, Issachar and Zebulun. At last, Rachel was able to have a child. She named him Joseph. Later, we will learn a lot more about Joseph because he became a very important person. These were the 11 sons that were born to Jacob when he lived with Rachel's father, Laban. Jacob also had some daughters, but the Bible gives the name of only one of them. Her name was Dinah. The time came when Jacob decided to leave Laban and go back to Canaan. So he gathered together his big family and his great flocks of sheep and herds of cattle and began the long trip. After Jacob and his family had been back in Canaan for a while, Rachel gave birth to another son. It happened when they were on a trip. Rachel had a hard time, and she finally died while giving birth. But the little baby boy was all right. Jacob named him Benjamin. We want to remember the names of the 12 sons of Jacob because the whole nation of Israel came from them. In fact, the 12 tribes of Israel are named after 10 sons of Jacob and 2 sons of Joseph. Isaac lived for many years after all these boys were born, and it must have made him happy to have so many grandsons. But let's see what happened to his granddaughter, Dinah.